There's no doubt that the candidates view Ohioans as critical to their future, although they don't tend to stray far from their comfort zones. The stops that Mr. Romney's campaign bus made yesterday were in conservative Newark and Troy and suburban Brunswick, where he began the Ohio leg of his Every Town Counts tour with his sons and his wife, Anne.
Hello, Ohio! We are so thrilled to be in a state that's going to make a huge difference to the future of this nation.
Mr. Obama sticks to the more liberal confines of urban suburban Shaker Heights and Cleveland.
It is great to be back in Cleveland.
Jolanda Hall of Cleveland was mostly pleased with what she heard the president say at Cuyahoga Community College last week, especially when it came to helping the middle class. Still, she wishes the presidential hopefuls would stop the blame game about the economy and focus on the more fundamental needs of the next generation.
They've been talking about the deficit for years and years and years. So I mostly think about, are they serious about education for the young people? Because I don't know how we could leave anything to them if we don't have kids that are educated to take care of themselves.
The Tri-C campus sits on the western edge of Cleveland's Central neighborhood, not far from the nation's first public housing project. Central has seen a major infusion of federal housing money over the past 10 years, and some of the streets look almost suburban, but the residents remain largely working class or poor. A couple blocks from the campus, Mildred Cephas is inspecting the early results of her garden.
These are big beef tomatoes, and that is jalapenos. And that's eggplant.
Her small home is well kept, but she doesn't have to think very long about what worries her the most about her neighborhood.
Well, you know, number one thing is crime.
Money is another big concern.
And some of the people don't have employment or don't have retirement or anything. I find that when I sit down to do my bills and things, I'm down to the end of the dollar, you know. Where maybe a couple years ago, I might have had enough to go Baskin-Robbins and get a little ice cream, you know? So,
25 miles away in suburban Brunswick, the economy is also very much on Teresa Parenti's mind.
My husband's a builder. We're no longer building. We're buying homes and renting them because people have to live somewhere. So they aren't, the housing market is horrible. So That's what's keeping me up at night.
David Meerdink of nearby Strongsville is a landlord who is worried about the rental properties that he owns.
I see people struggling to just get a decent enough job to afford the rent and their day-to-day expenses, struggling at the bottom level to even find a decent wage job so that they can afford to pay their rent and feed their family.
Eric Ekstrand of Aurora runs a small business, and he says the current uncertainty over health care prevents him from taking on any more employees.
We have no idea if it's going to add to the cost of health insurance, if it's going to decrease it. And because of that fact, that uncertainty of what's going to happen a year from now, you can't hire anybody. You can't increase what you're trying to do in your business because you have no idea what's coming down the road.
Lisa Lynch is a Canton resident who has a concern about what she's been hearing so far this political season, but it doesn't have anything to do with the money in her pocketbook or the trade deficit with China. She says the big thing that bothers her is the overall lack of civility when it comes to political discussion. And she emphasizes it's not just the politicians who are to blame.
There's no dialogue anymore. Everything is bitter. It almost makes you want to not listen to anyone. I don't discuss politics with my friends anymore. It's just become something that it's ugly.
Mitt Romney and Barack Obama came and talked. The question remains, is a real, honest conversation going on? And what would that sound like? We plan to keep pursuing your answers. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm David C. Barnett.